fell in love with a pretty little girl, she fell in love with me. I'm a gambling man, I'm a gambling man, I'm a gambling man.
In 1955, Vegas made a big move when some Midwest mobsters decided to build a casino that would be nothing like the city had ever seen before. The Riviera. It would be a place for rock and country star Lonnie Donegan.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'll find you.
And a place for the glitter of Liberace.
But you know what happened? I woke up one morning and I was out of perfume. And it's cheaper to go to Europe than it is to buy it here.
Well, Miss Muffet sat on a tougher. Eating occurred some way.
The insults of Toadie Fields and later Andrew Dice Clay.
Welcome to the Riviera Hotel and Casino, a resort property in the heart of Las Vegas.
But say goodbye to the Riv. It was a stage that was home to the Martins, Steve, Dino, and Tony, the Rogers, Ginger and Kenny, Tony Orlando, Luciano Pavarotti, Sinatra, Sammy Davis Jr., and the Village People, zillions more. Its owners read like a federal racketeering charge. It's declared bankruptcy at least three times, but this time the Riviera is not coming back. It's closing this week. J.D. Morris, a reporter for the Las Vegas Sun, live tweeted the waning moments yesterday. Here's something you don't see every day, a picture of out-of-order slot machines. No one's dealing cards at the Riviera tables anymore, he tweeted. Announcement, may I have your attention, please? The Riviera is officially closed. I still see a few people playing slots. Check out J.D.'s feed at the J.D. Morris. It's a bit of tragic poetry. Michael Green, history professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas. Welcome, Michael.
Hello. Nice to be with you.
The Riviera really stood out as the non-theme park casino, the only one left that wasn't some kind of, you know, huge sort of Xanadu excess. It was just old-style casino. What is lost with its passing here, do you think?
Well, you're right. That's true. And we do lose a part of the old strip. You know, so many people think of Las Vegas as the massive theme park and the modern mega resorts. And the Riviera was one of the last of the big, important strip hotels of the 40s, 50s, and 60s that people associated with the old strip of Las Vegas, the mob-controlled strip, the strip before every hotel or most of the hotels seemed to be themed or had all of the big shopping and all of the other celebrity-owned restaurants that I think today people think, oh, that's Las Vegas now. So the Riviera was a part of our history that, yes, we're losing.
And the Riviera, you know, had an innovation in its day. It was the first casino to bring in a middle-class restaurant. Do you know what it was?
What was it?
Burger King.
I remember the Burger King, and all I can say is that my cholesterol level and the cholesterol levels of a lot of Las Vegas visitors reflect it.
You know, the Crazy Girls show was a long-running show there. It was this topless act that also featured transgendered performers that was memorialized in this sculpture as you went into the Riviera. How important was the Crazy Girls as this kind of B-list act in Vegas?
It was important in the sense that the Riviera didn't join all of the other hotels or most of the other hotels in the big changes in entertainment. In the introduction, Liberace came up. Liberace had opened the hotel in 1955 for $50,000 a week, which was just unheard of. How would any entertainer ever be worth $50,000 a week? And over the years, the Riviera did not and often could not compete in getting, say, the Cirque shows or having the big arena. So it became associated with shows like The Crazy Girls, Lacage, which was a female impersonator show, Splash, one of the first big water shows on the Strip. They were innovative in that way, and at the same time, they reached back into the past, and they went into areas that a lot of the hotel casinos today were less inclined to go into.
Well, this list of stars is endless. I could spend the entire hour doing the stars at the Riviera. Michael Green, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Michael Green, history professor at the University of Nevada, Las Vegas, on the passing of the Riviera.